ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः चिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नोक्षा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पति पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलं कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं धर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षादात्मासि नित्यं ऋतं वच्मि सत्यं वच्मि अवत्वं माम् अववक्तारम् अवश्रोतारम् अवदातारम् अवधातारम् अवानोचानमवशिष्यम् अवपश्चात्तात् अवपुरस्तात् अवोत्तरात्तात् अवदक्षिणात् अवचोर्ध्वात्तात् अवाधरात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् त्वं वाङ्मयस्त्वं चिन्मयः त्वमानन्दमयस्त्वं ब्रह्ममयः त्वं सच्चिदानन्दाद्वितीयोऽसि त्वं प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वं ज्ञानमयो विज्ञानमयोऽसि सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तो जायते सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तस्तिष्ठति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयिलयमेष्यति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि प्रति त्वं भूमिरापो नलो निलो नभः त्वं चत्वारि वाक्पदानि त्वं गुणत्रयातीतः त्वं अवस्थात्रयातीतः त्वं देहत्रयातीतः त्वं कालत्रयातीतः त्वं मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि नित्यम् त्वं शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वां योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यम् त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्म भूर्भुवस्वरो गणादिं पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादीं तदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितं तारेण रुद्धम् एतत् தவ மனுஸ்வரூபம் ககார பூர்வரூபம் அகாரோ மத்யம ரூபம் அனுஸ்வாரஸ்சாந்த்ய ரூபம் பிந்துருத்தர ரூபம் நாதசந்தானம் சகும்ஹிதா சந்திஹி சைஷா கணேஷ வித்யா கணக ரிஷிஹி நிச்ருத் காயத்ரி சந்தஹ கணபதிர் தேவதா ஓம் கங்கணபதயே நமஹ ஓம் கங்கணபதயே நமஹ ஓம் கங்கணபதயே நமஹ ஓம் ஏகதந்தாய வித்மஹே வக்ரதுண்டாய தீமஹி தன்னோ தந்திஃ ப்ரசோதயாத் ஏகதந்தம் சதுர்ஹஸ்தம் பாஷமங்குஷதாரிணம் ரதம் ச வரதம் ஹஸ்தைர் விப்ராணம் மோஷகத்வஜம் ரக்தம் லம்போதரம் ஷூர்ப்பகர்ணகம் ரக்தவாசசம் ரக்தகந்தானுலிப்தாங்கம் ரக்தபுஷ்பைஃ சுபூஜிதம் பக்தானுகம்பினம் தேவம் ஜகத்காரணமச்சுதம் ஆவிர்பூதம் ச ஸ்ருஷ்ட்யாதௌ ப்ரக்ருதே புருஷாத் பரம் ஏவம் த்யாயதி யோ நித்யம் ச யோகீ யோகினாம் வரஹ ஓம் நமோ ராதபதயே நமோ கணபதயே நமஃ ப்ரமதபதயே நமஸ்தேஸ்து லம்போதராய ஏகதந்தாய விக்னநாசினே சிவசுதாய ஸ்ரீவரதமூர்த்தயே நமோ நமஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீமன் மகாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ. After prayer, wish you all a very, very, very happy New Year 2018. Nūtana Samvatsarasya Shubhashayaha. Bhavatam Sarvesham Nūtana Samvatsarasya Hardikaha Shubhashayaha. I thought I should start the first week of January, should start the classes. So somewhere we were doing Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We were only in introduction. We have not gone very far at all. Anyway, we can continue with that. I was thinking, as the first day of the class, in first two classes, this Ganapati Atharva Sirsha Upanishad, I've been chanting for ages. I explained long ago, maybe when I was teaching in our house, I don't know how all of you heard knew the meaning. Now you have a basic Sanskrit knowledge. You know the meaning of the words. I thought let me finish that soon so that you will have the complete understanding of what you are chanting. All the suktams I want are the meanings. But anyway, today let me do with this Atharva Sirsham, because when you are chanting, I wanted to see the meaning. And this, what you have been chanting, so few of you were there before when I was teaching, but most of you were not there in my Atharva Sirsha Upanishad class. So Ganapati Atharva Sirsha Upanishad. And this Upanishad itself, the very title tells you, this Upanishad belongs to Atharva Veda. It's Ganapati Upanishad. It's also called Ganapati Upanishad. Upanishad belongs to Atharva Veda. And therefore it is called Atharva Sirsha Upanishad. And Sirsham means head. And Atharva Sirsha Upanishad means the Upanishad which is like a crown of the entire Veda. Any Upanishad is called Sirsham, Shiroratnam, crest jewel of the Upanishad. And here, this Atharva Sirsha Upanishad belonging to Atharva Veda begins with the Atharva Veda Shanti Pataha. we all know very well the Atharvaveda Shanti Patha, we have learnt. Bhadram Karnebhi. And you know the purpose of chanting the Shanti Patha also. So to ward off all the obstacles arising from three possible sources and thereby to eliminate the pain caused by the obstacles in terms of Tapatrayam. Shanti Patha is stated in the very beginning of the Upanishad. And Atharvaveda Shanti Patha is the Bhadram Karnebhi. You know the meaning. But still you can remember the meaning once now. I told you many times the meaning of this mantra, Shanti Pataha. The word Bhadram is a neutral gender word, which means Mangalam, Kalyanam, Shubham, Sham, Shivam. All these words are synonyms. Okay, I want to begin the new year with auspicious words. Of course, Om itself is the most auspicious utterance, being the sound symbol of the Lord, the whole, symbolizing both Nirgunam Brahma and Sagunam Brahma. And the word Bhadram, you know other words, it's a synonym of the other words, the Shivam, Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam, Sham, Swasti. All are synonyms. When you say auspicious as an adjective or auspiciousness as a noun, it means that which does not cause pain, where there is no pain, is auspicious. So, shunyama, karnebhi shunyama, akshabhi pasyema, shunyama pasyema, all the verbs, the imperative verb, first person verse, may we listen, may we see. So, Bhadram Karnebhi Shunyama. May we listen through our ears the auspicious words. Things which are auspicious. May we see through our eyes what is auspicious. Akshab. Bhadram Pashyema Akshabhihi. Through our eyes, may we see only auspicious things. Bhadram karne vishnuyama devaha, bhadram pashyema akshabharyajatraha. These two sense organs are very important sense organs. That these, the powers of seeing, the powers of hearing, through these two powers, which serve as instruments of knowledge, we see and we hear. So you see, what we see, what we hear can disturb us, can distract us, can take attention away from what? It can disturb us, can distract us, can take our attention from the Shastra study, understanding of the teaching, even the contemplation. It can disturb us. So anything which distracts us, disturb us from listening to the unfoldment of the teaching, or retain the teaching in the mind, or is inauspicious. That's why here, Bhadram Karnebhi Shunyama. So whatever we hear, whatever we see, should not in any way disturb us from our pursuit of knowledge. That is the main prayer here. Bhadram karne vishnuyama devaha, bhadram pashyema akshabharyajatraha. And here, the words Yajatraha and Devaha. Both the words mean the same, Devaha. So here we are not living even one Devata here. All the natural phenomena, all the Devatas, because our well-being is at the mercy of all the Devatas here. When any one Devata is disturbed, it will contribute for the disturbance of all the Devatas. Thereby we will be disturbed, being part of, being at the mercy of these Devatas, we will be disturbed as well. Therefore all the Devatas must be in good humor. So we seek the blessings of the Devatas here. You know the meaning of the word Devaha. Every shining, every natural phenomenon which enjoys the status of being existent is called Devaha, Devata. And Yajatraha, and these Devatas, they never fail in protecting those who worship. Devatas never fail in protecting those who worship the Devatas. And they definitely protect the worshippers. Therefore, Devas are called Yajatraha. The interesting thing is, the word Yajate, Yajati. Yajati, Yajate means worships. Worships means in terms of, I mean, worshipping means here, performs rituals, performing ritual and offering oblations to the Devatas is here Yajanam, Yagaha. So Yajanam and Yajatra stands for Trayate, Iti Traha. So Yajatraha means Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. This is not all a new meaning. It's a very old meaning. What I had told you many, many years ago, I'm repeating today. That's all. Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. Yajan is a Takarantaha Pullingaha Yajan Shabdaha. Takarantaha Pullingaha Yajat Shabdaha. Yajan means what? The worshipper. The one who offers, one who performs a ritual and offers oblations, thereby worships. He expresses his gratitude to Devatas is called Yajatraha. Yajan. And Yajatraha means Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha, means the one who protects the worshipper. The protector of the worshipper is called Yajatraha. So all the Devatas are, all the Devatas are protectors of the worshippers. Protectors of the worshippers. Therefore they are called Yajatraha. Yajatraha singular. Yajatraha, Yajatrau, Yajatraha. Yajatraha, Yajatrau, Yajatraha. Means one worship, protector of the worshippers. And here many protectors of the many worshippers. And all the Devatas together are called Yajatraha. Therefore here we seek their grace. Hey Yajatraha. The very we address themselves, we tell them and that they have the responsibility of protecting the worshippers. Hey Yajatraha. Hey Devaha. We seek blessings, seek their grace that whatever we see must be auspicious. Whatever we hear must be auspicious. May we not listen to or see anything is inauspicious, which will distract our attention from the Shastra study and a commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Again, here the doubt may come. How do we say it is the Shastra study which is auspicious? How do we know Shastra study is the auspicious thing, or commitment, the pursuit of knowledge is auspicious thing? Because there's nothing which is as auspicious as the knowledge. Knowledge is the most auspicious thing, because it is the knowledge which alone puts an end to all our human suffering. Therefore, the most auspicious thing happens to be the knowledge, and commitment to the knowledge and the pursuit of the knowledge is said to be the most auspicious thing. Therefore, that all objects of perception that we see, what we see and hear, should enable us to judge. They should not be distracted and disturbed by the things. This way, Bhadram Karne Bhishnuyam Devah, Bhadram Pashyem Akshabharyajatrah. Sthirai Rangai is Tushtavagam Sastanubhi. Om Bhadram Karne Vishnyama Devaha Bhadram Pashyem Akshabharyajatraha Sthirai Rangai is Tushtavagam Sastanubhi. Vyashema deva hitayadayuhu Swastina indro vruddhashravaha Swastina pusha vishravedaha. There again, this is the third prayer. The first two prayers, that we seek the grace of devatas, that what we hear and what we see should not distract us from our commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. So we should not be disturbed. The very disturbance itself is inauspicious. So we seek, we pray that may we listen to the auspicious things, may we see the auspicious things. And the third prayer is, and for us to be able to listen and hear, listen to the auspicious things, to see the auspicious things, to be able to pursue the knowledge, not to be disturbed and distracted by anything also. We must have the good physical health. The third prayer is, because physical health is very important to accomplish anything. And here also, that's why next third prayer is for the physical health. Sthirai rangai stushtuvagam sastanubhihi. Vyashema deva hitayadayuhu. The third prayer ends with that sentence. So yad ayuhu. Ayuhu is the span of life. Ayush. Yad ayuhu, the span of life, which has been ordained. The span of life is not our choice. That is, it is not our choice. We cannot choose to be born on a given date. We cannot choose to die on a given date. And even we cannot choose how long should I live is not in our hands. It is ordained by Bhagavan in the form of law and order. Therefore, it is mentioned here, Devahitam. Devahitam means, hitam literally means well-being, but here welfare. But here it means ordained, determined. So the span of life ordained by Bhagavan, Deva in this context means the Bhagavan in the form of order, is Devaha here again, in this context. So Devahitam, the lifespan which has been ordained by Bhagavan, and that lifespan, here the prayer is, O Lord, may we spend Vyashema. Vyashema means may we spend. May we spend what? This ayuhu. May we spend this ayuhu, this lifespan, ordained by Bhagavan. Devahitam yad ayuhu, may we spend? And how should we spend this lifespan? Of course, the lifespan is ordained by Bhagavan in the hymn of order. We have no choice of being born or dying. And once you're born also, we have no choice. But here the prayer is how we should live a quality life. How we should have a quality time in our life, lifespan. That is the prayer here. Yad ayuhu devahitam tad vyashema. How should we live? It is said, enjoying healthy, strong limbs. Very important prayer. We don't know the significance, the importance of this prayer. Sthiraihi angaihi. The third case, plural. Now you all know what is anga, angam, ang, angam, ange, angani, angam, angani, angena, angabhyam, angaihi. Angaihi, you all know akaranta shabda declensions. So angaihi means, angam means limb. So sthiraihi angaihi means, sthiraihi angaihi implies enjoying strong, healthy limbs, not weak, sick limbs. That's why here, sthiraihi angaihi, enjoying healthy, strong limbs implies enjoying good physical health. Enjoying that strong limb implies enjoying good physical health, enjoying healthy limbs. May we spend this span of life ordained by Bhagavan. How? Singing the glories of Bhagavan with hymns of praise. That is mentioned here. Vyashema devahitam yadayuhu sthiraihi angaihi. Sthirairangaihi tushtuvagum sastanubhihi. Tushtuvagum sastanubhihi. If you break that, tushtuvamsaha. Tushtuvamsaha. In chanting, you say tushtuvagum, but here tushtuvam saha. Tushtuvam saha means praising, glorifying. Because stutihi, the word stutihi, you all know, stutihi means praise. Stutihi means praise. And here tushtuvam saha. Here Vedic expression this is, which means praising, glorifying whom? Because we're calling the addressing the Lord. So glorifying, praising the Lord. With what? How can you express your praising of the Lord? Glorification of the Lord. With the hymns of praise. Tanubihi. See, the word tanuhu literally means body. But here the word tanuhu means a hymn of praise. Tanuhu means a hymn of praise. Tanubhihi means with the hymns of praise. So the whole thing you put together, you get this meaning. Hey Deva, O Lord, you know, here. May we, vyashema, may we spend. Yad ayuhu devahitam, the lifespan ordained by Bhagavan, the Lord, and the form of law and order. How? Sthiraihi angaihi, enjoying good physical health, in terms of having strong, healthy limbs. Tanubihi tushtuvamsaha, singing the glories with hymns of praise. O Lord, may we spend our lives, lifespan ordained by Thee, enjoying good health, singing Thy glories with hymns of praise. This is the whole meaning you get. See, to sing in praise of the Lord, you must be really healthy. You cannot really praise the Lord if you are sick. And you cannot sing also definitely. were singing their glories with hymns of praise. May we, see, singing is an expression of a certain degree of joy. You cannot sing when you, formerly used to say, whenever you forget yourself, you sing at least inside the bathrooms where nobody can hear you. People sing, hum. Humming comes without thought, you hum. Whenever you hum, you sing, you're enjoying some sort of a joy, some pleasure. You forget yourself. There's some pleasure, some joy must be there for a person to hum, to sing. Therefore, there's a symptom of one's enjoyment of certain degree of joy. So here, it means for us to be able to pursue the knowledge without any disturbance, definitely we must have good health. Therefore, the prayer is, O Lord, may we spend this span of life ordained by Thee, enjoying strong limbs with good health, singing Thy glories with the hymns of praise. The whole prayer comes like this. Sthirair, but you can't get all the words together because Vedic mantra, the words are put differently. Sthirairangai tushtuvagam sastanubhihi. Tushtuvam sahatanubhihi. When you're chanting, you get it like this. Sthirairangai tushtuvagam sastanubhihi. Vyashema devahi tayyadayuhu. With this prayer, now next comes Swasti. We are calling other devatas specifically. First, we addressed all the devatas together as a whole. Ishvara, in the form of all the devatas, we invoke their grace. Now, specifically, we are addressing certain devatas. Because we prayed for physical health, therefore, Indra is the Indraha. See, the word Indraha is used in different contexts and giving different meanings. Even the Lord as a whole is called Indraha. The Lord of Devatas is called Indraha. And here Indraha is a name, title given to, Indraha is a personification of the presiding deity of a physical prowess, the physical strength. So, Swasti na Indra Vriddhashrabaha. Swasti naha indraha vriddhashravaha. This is what we have in the mantra. Swasti naha indraha vriddhashravaha. It's one sentence, one mantra here. Swasti na indra vriddhashravaha. As I already said, the word swasti, not swastihi, just the swasti. Swasti also means auspiciousness. Anything which enables us to pursue the knowledge is auspicious, considered to be auspicious. So, naha, swasti na indro, there, na, next to na, is a visarga, and visarga is dropped. Therefore, swasti na indro vriddhashravaha. So may Indraha, the presiding deity of the physical prowess or physical prowess here, bless us with auspiciousness. Naha means us. Naha is equal to Asman. Asman. So may Indra Devata bless us with auspiciousness. And what is adjective for Indra Devata? That is Vriddhashravaha. Vriddhashravaha. Again, it's also a Vedic expression. We go and look for the meaning. You may not find it here. We have to get the understand here. Shravaha here means Shrutaha, one who is known, heard, all over. And a Vriddhashravaha means the one who is well known, the one who is heard widely, the one who is popular. In the Karmakanda of the Veda, there are many rituals prescribed which are to be performed invoking the grace of Indra Devata. Lots of oblations are offered to Indra Devata. Therefore, Indra is a well-known Devata. Therefore, he is said to be Vriddhashravaha, the most popular, well-known Devata, because the whole world is praying for physical health. Who doesn't want physical health? Therefore, everybody wants physical health. Therefore, nobody can deny. Therefore, Vriddhashravaha means the most popular, the well-known, the one who is heard widely is the Indra Devata, the presiding deity of the physical prowess. Here, may he bless us with auspiciousness. Swasti na Indro Vriddhashravaha. Next is Swasti na Pusha. Swasti na Pusha. Vishvavedaha. So again, same the word swasti, and the naha is also there. Naf, that na after na there's a visarga. We should pronounce as if, because followed by pa. Swasti naf posha vishvavedaha. Swasti naf pusha vishvavedaha. And here pusha, in the previous line we heard the specifically invoked devata is Indraha. Now pusha, you know, the pusha, what is the next thing which is associated with our well-being, physical well-being? Is Pusha. Pusha is another name for, remember the word Pusha? Suryaha. Surya Devata. Pusha is another word for Suryaha. Why Surya Bhagavan, the sun, is called Pusha? This also I told, now you can know the root is push. Push. Poshayati is the present tense verb. Poshayati nourishes. Poshayati is Pusha. And Pusha is nakaranta shabdaha. Nakarantaha pullingaha pushan shabdaha. Nakar, now I can tell you, because now we are serious in studying Sanskrit language. The books are all with you. We have to start soon. We have to finish the first book itself, even before the first book. Okay. Nakarantaha pullingaha pushan. So the Pushan gender word ending in Pusha, the sun god. For Pusha, in nominative is Pusha. So may the Pusha, may the sun, Surya Devata, one who nourishes all the living beings, remaining in her very nutrients, bless us with auspiciousness. So the nutrient in every plant is nothing but Surya only. Sun in a different form is the nutrient. The nutrient obtaining in every plant is the sun, Surya Devata only. So may the Surya Bhagavan, Surya Devata, the nourisher of all beings. So Pusha means nourisher, the nourisher of all the beings, remaining in the form of nutrients. So bless us with all auspiciousness. Bless with all. Swasti naf Pusha. Swasti naf Pusha. Vishvaveda. So again, sun also, the Surya Devata, we don't look at Bhagavan as an illuminator or anything. We are Pusha, as the nourisher of all the beings. And the sun, nobody in the world can say that I do not know sun. That's why Pratyaksha Devata. Sun is the Devata who is directly perceived all the time. Therefore, Vishvavedaha again means the one who is known widely. The one who is known all over, everywhere. The May Surya Devata, the nourisher of all the beings, the one who is known everywhere, well known everywhere, blesses with all auspiciousness. Swastinav Pusha Vishvavedaha. Swasti nastarkshyo arishtanemihi. And here we have this next devata specifically addressed is Swasti nav pusha vishvaveda swasti nastarkshyo arishtanemihi. Tarkshyaha. The next devata specifically addressed here is Tarkshyaha. Tarkshyaha, again another name for eagle. Garudaha. Tarkshyaha. And the eagle in the Puranas is looked upon as vehicle for Mahavishnu. And there, of course, any vehicle in the Shastram symbolizes Dharma. But here, why specifically this eagle is mentioned here, Tarkshyaha? Not because it is by Vishnu's vehicle. The Tarkshyaha eagle is known for its elegance. Elegant flight. It's a bird of elegant flight. And when eagle is flying, even the aircraft comes, it has to go away. The eagle will not move. I don't know whether you know this fact. And it is said to be of the unobstructed flight. Arishta Nemihi. Again, it's a Vedic expression which means, see, certain words used in the Veda mantras are not different from the words used in conventional language. So, Arishta Nemihi means that which is of unobstructed flight. So, this Arkshyaha, Tarkshyaha. You all can say Tarkshyaha. You have many consonants coming together. Tarkshyaha. So Tarkshyaha. Arita Nemihi Tarkshyaha. Naha Swasti. Means may this eagle, one who is known for his elegance and one who is of unobstructed flight, blesses with all auspiciousness. It means our pursuit of knowledge also should be unobstructed. Therefore, Swastinav Pusha Vishvavedaha Swastinastarkshyo Arishtanemihi Swasti no Brihaspatir Dadhatu. Dadhatu, must be very careful. It is not ordinary Dadhatu. Dadhatu may give, but Dadhatu may place. So we have to take it in terms of may bless. So Brihaspatihi. Brihati means speech. Brihati means speech. And Brihaspati means the Lord of speech. And the Lord of speech here is the Guru. Deva Guru. And Deva Guru means, here means the Jupiter. May the Lord in the form of Jupiter, the Lord of speech, blesses with all auspiciousness. Lord of speech is Lord of words. And may all the words revealed to us be clear. So which means we need the grace of the Lord of speech. Therefore, Brihaspatihi, may Brihaspati Devata bless us with all auspiciousness. So, in the beginning, in two words, we invoked Bhagavan in the form of all the Devatas together. And specifically also we mentioned the names of few Devatas. Ultimately, we ask for one thing. May all the Devatas bless us with all auspiciousness. Means, may all the Devatas enable us with everything that we need to pursue our knowledge. That's the main prayer. The secret is, when we say, may Bhagavan, may all the Devatas bless us with everything that we need, enable us to listen to the pursuit of knowledge, means to pursue the knowledge, means we must be blessed with everything we need to live this life also. Only then we can pursue knowledge without any distraction and disturbance. Therefore, it may sound very simple, but very profound and very deep prayer. Very powerful prayer if we really knowing the significance, if we chant it. Om Bhadrang Kanne Bhishrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashyemakshabharyajatraha Sthirairangai Istushtuvagam Sastanubhihi Vyashema Devahi Tayyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhasravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So, Trivara Shantihi Tapatre Nivaranartham. Say three times Shanti to ward off the obstacles arising from three different sources. Thereby to ward off the pain caused by all the obstacles. And this is the Atharva Veda Shanti Pataha, which we have been chanting for ages, we know very well. And the very word Ganapatihi. Ganaha literally means a group. In grammar class, I taught you Ganaha. Ka Ganaha, Ka Vargaha. Ganaha means a group. And here Ganaha means the groups of beings. A group of beings. A group of beings is called Ganaha. And there are not just given one group, there are innumerable countless groups of beings. That is why we have this Sajatiya Bhedaha, Vijatiya Bhedaha. All these Bhedas are possible. The very word Jati, the species, the varieties of species which are born. So here the living and non-living, of the living we have animate, we have varieties of beings. There are innumerable countless groups of beings, and the Lord of, the one and the only Lord of all the groups of beings is called Ganapatihi. Another meaning is the Lord of all the laws, the Lord of all the natural laws which govern, which determine the fruits of actions is Ganapati. The Lord of all the groups of beings is called Ganapati. And Patihi literally means the Lord. And if you see the meaning of the word Patihi, Patihi, how do we say the word Patihi means the Lord? Who can be the Lord? The one who lords is the one who is capable of protecting. Pati iti Patihi. Pati means protects. Pati, the second conjugation root. No, pa means to drink, but here pa to protect. Pati means protects. And from that we get this word Patihi. No, Jagat Patihi. Lakshmi Patihi. Na Sita Patihi. So in Sanskritam, even husband is called Patihi. And wife is called Patni. That's a different thing. He's supposed to protect the family. Protector of the wife and the family is called Patihi. The man is called Patihi. When he is a Patihi, he can have the title only when he is capable of protecting. Otherwise, he is not Patihi. So here Bhagavan is called Jagat Patihi. And here Ganapatihi, when you say the one who is the only protector. Therefore, he is the Lord. Lord being only protector, Lord is given the title Lord, the Patihi. Therefore, Ganapatihi, Gananam Patihi, Ganapatihi. The Lord of all the natural laws, the Lord of all the groups of beings, the one who protects all the laws, protects all the beings. Thereby, the Lord of all the groups of beings. It's called Ganapatihi. So, Ganapatihi is one of the titles attributed to Bhagavan. That's all. Like how Lord Shiva, Vishnu, etc. Ganapatihi is one of the titles attributed to the Lord. So, Ganapati Atharva Sirsha Upanishad. And here we are addressing the Lord. The Upanishad is in the form that we are addressing as we are chanting, we are praising the Lord. It's a Bhagavan's glory is presented in this Upanishad. How glorious the Lord is. So first it is said, Om Namaste Ganapataye. So salutations unto you, the Lord, the protector of all the groups of beings and the laws. Thereby the Lord of all the groups of beings and the laws. Salutations unto thee. Namaste Ganapataye. Namaha Te. Salutations unto you, O Lord, the Lord of all the beings, the Lord of all the laws, the Lord of all groups of beings. And when you say, Swamiji used to say, when you glorify the Lord, you are only revealing a fact about the Lord. Simply saying the fact about the Lord is the really glorifying the Lord, praising the Lord. And the fact must, whether you understood the fact or not, it must be the fact. Sattvam eva pratyaksham tattvamasi. The first thing you are telling is what? You are the only truth. Tvam eva pratyaksham tattvam asi. Tvam asi. Tvam asi, thou art, you are. O Lord, you are. Eva, you alone are. You are the only. You alone are, you are the only. Tattvam. Tattva means the truth. You are the only truth. You alone are the truth of everything. There's no truth other than yourself. There's no Lord other than the truth. What the fact? There's no Ishvara. There's no Bhagavan. There's no the Lord other than the truth. Lord is the truth. So Tattvam. And here you need to understand, why do we use this expression Tattvam to mean truth? Tattvam, if you break it, Tattvam means Tasya Bhavaha Tattvam. Tasya Bhavaha Tattvam. Now what is Tattvam? Tasya Bhavaha Tattvam. Let me explain to you. Bhavaha means existence. Tasya means of that. So Tasya Bhavaha means existence of that. Existence of means any object, every object, anything and everything indicated other than yourself is indicated by the pronoun that. Isn't it? Anything and everything other than yourself is indicated by the pronoun that. Except I. Except you, except everything other than yourself can be indicated by a pronoun that. Even some, what is this said to be, this also can be indicated by a pronoun that. Even you, everything. So that, so tasya bhavaha. So existence of that means existence of everything and anything indicated by any pronoun, anything, a pronoun that is what? The truth. Existence of everything here is the truth. What is the truth here? The existence enjoyed by every object here is the truth. What is the truth? Existence enjoyed by every object is the truth. Therefore here, tasya bhavaha tattvam. Tattvam is equal to tasya bhavaha. Tasya bhavaha means existence of that. Existence of that means existence enjoyed by every object. So here, tvam eva pratyaksham tattvamasi. O Lord, you are the truth, obtaining in the form of existence enjoyed by everything here in the world. And existence, enjoy, anything which enjoys existence is what? Existence is pratyaksham or not? When you see the world, when you see the world is, world enjoys existence. And that existence is directly you're seeing all the time. So pratyaksham means, oh Lord, you are the truth obtaining in the form of existence enjoyed by everything here, which is therefore you are the truth, directly perceptible truth. Thou art the directly perceptible truth obtaining in the form of existence enjoyed by everything. O Lord, you are the truth directly perceptible in your existence enjoyed by everything. You have to be very careful here. You cannot perceive the existence, but you can understand the existence being manifest. Tvameva pratyaksham tattvamasi. Just by saying this, we have made what? The whole universe enjoys existence. Everything within this universe enjoys existence. And you are the truth of everything. And you alone are the truth of everything. Tvameva pratyaksham tattvamasi. Om namaste ganapataye. Tvameva pratyaksham tattvamasi. Tvameva kevalam kartasi. Tvameva kevalam kartasi. The two words here. Eva and Kevalam. Eva is an indeclinable word which emphasizes you alone. Again, Kevalam also means only. You alone, you are the only. Two words emphasizing the same fact. Kevalam means only. Eva means alone. Therefore, two words are for what? You are the only. Tvameva pratyaksham tattvamasi. Tvameva kevalam kartasi. So, karta. When we perceive this entire universe, I look at this entire universe as the creation. And if from the standpoint of the universe, which is looked upon as the creation, even though it's only manifestation, and the source of manifestation, Bhagavan being the only truth, obtaining in the form of existence of everything, I'm repeating very carefully. Bhagavan being the only truth obtaining in the form of existence here, there is no creator other than the Lord. Therefore, from the standpoint of the Bhagavan being the only source of manifestation, so you have to say two sentences. Bhagavan being the only truth, Bhagavan is the only source of manifestation. Therefore, from the standpoint of the manifest universe, Bhagavan is given the title, the creator. Why the Lord is given the title, the creator? Bhagavan is the only source of manifestation. Therefore, from the standpoint of the manifest universe, the creator status is attributed to the Lord. Is it clear? You have to be very clear about it. Now I'm changing the teaching because now your son is different. In the same, I would have taught you differently. Because now you are doing Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So I have to teach you differently. You can, oh Lord, you are the only creator. You won't say that. Bhagavan being the only truth of everything, obtaining him of existence of everything. Bhagavan is the only source of manifestation of everything. Therefore, from the standpoint of the universe, Bhagavan is given the title, the creator. Therefore, there's no creator other than Bhagavan, the truth, the reality. In terms of existence, there is no creator other than Bhagavan, the truth, in terms of existence. Aprindam of existence. Therefore we say, Tvameva pratyaksham tattvamasi, Tvameva kevalam kartasi. O Lord, you are the only creator. There is no creator other than the Bhagavan. A creator itself is a title attributed to Bhagavan from the standpoint of the universe. Svameva kevalam dhartasi. I'm going to stop soon. Dharta asi. Again, karta is a rikaranta pullinga shabda. Rikarantaha pullingaha kartra shabda. Kartra rikarantaha pullingaha kartra shabda. In nominative case, becomes karta. Similarly, we have dhartra shabdaha. Dhartra rikarantaha pullingaha dhartra shabdaha. Dharta. Dharta means what? The one by whom everything is sustained. Dharta means the one by whom everything is sustained. It's called a dharta. Sustainer. Tvameva kevalam dhartasi. Okay, Bhagavan the only source of manifestation, and anything which has come into manifestation enjoys existence only in Bhagavan in the form of truth. The whole cosmos which has come into manifestation, which has become manifest from Bhagavan, enjoys its existence only in Bhagavan in the form of truth. Therefore, everything which has become manifest enjoys its existence in the very Bhagavan, the truth, where everything is sustained by the truth. Bhagavan in the form of the truth. The whole manifestation enjoys its existence in the very truth, Bhagavan, the truth, is sustained by the Lord in the form of the truth. Therefore, O Lord, you are the only sustainer of everything. Tvameva kevalam dhartasi. Tvam eva, you alone are the only protector, sustainer of everything. Tvameva kevalam dhartasi. Tvameva kevalam hartasi. Harta. So like karta and dharta are rikaranta shabdas. Harta is also rikaranta shabda. Hartra shabda. Rikarantaha pullingaha hartra shabda. In nominative it becomes harta. Harta means harati iti harta. Dharati iti dharta. Karoti iti karta. The maker, karta. The protector, the sustainer, dharta. And harta means the one who withdraws everything towards himself. Literally means the one who removes, takes away everything, takes unto himself, the one who takes everything unto himself. Harati. Harati iti harta. He takes what? Everything is taken away. The one in whom everything resolves. The one in whom everything resolves. Bhagavan being the only truth. Bhagavan is the only source of manifestation. Bhagavan is the only truth in which everything enjoys existence. Therefore, Bhagavan is the only sustainer of everything. Now, Bhagavan is the one in whom everything resolves. For Bhagavan, he is looked upon as the one who takes everything unto himself. Harta. Harati iti harta. Tvam eva kevalam kartasi. Tvam eva kevalam dhartasi. Tvam eva kevalam hartasi. Therefore what? If you are the only truth of everything, you are the only source of manifestation, therefore there is no create other than yourself. You are the only truth in which everything enjoys existence, therefore there is no hustler other than yourself. And everything resolves in you, therefore you are the one in whom everything resolves, one who draws everything towards oneself. Therefore what happens? The universe never enjoys existence outside of Bhagavan in the form of truth. For what? Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. Therefore, tvameva, you alone are this entire cosmos. Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. Idam brahma asi. Idam brahma means this entire cosmos, including time and space, is nothing but you. You alone are in the form of this entire universe. Idam sarvam brahma. Tvam asi khalu. The khalu is actually a tag. It forms a tag. You aren't you. You say, then you ask the question, aren't you? You are the whole. This entire universe. Idam means this entire universe. Brahma. This entire universe, which is none other than you. The Brahma. The whole universe is Brahma here. Because the universe also is perennially eternal. It comes and goes as fine. But it's also eternal. Perennially eternal. The source of the universe is absolutely eternal. But the universe which comes and goes, becomes manifest and becomes unmanifest is what? Perennially eternal. Therefore, it is also implied by the term Brahma. Oh Lord, you are this entire universe. Tvameva sarvam, sarvam entire. Idam this. So this, the very word this indicates what? This entire objective universe. This entire objective universe is, oh Lord, you are this entire objective universe. You are the limitless reality. Obtaining in the form of this entire objective universe. Svameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. See, idam brahmasi, you are this Brahma. Even the word universe is implied with the term Brahma. You know why? Because I told you already, this universe is another than the Brahma. the universe being the manifestation of the reality, Brahma, the universe is also known by the term Brahma. This entire objective universe being the manifestation of the reality, Brahma, this universe also is known by the term Brahma. So, O Lord, you alone are in the form of this entire universe. You are the whole cosmos. Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. Tvam eva idam sarvam brahma asi. You alone are in the form of this whole cosmos. Now, khalu means aren't you. It's a tag. You're forming a question tag. Okay, aren't you. Khalu. Now if I say, tvam nina means what? You are nina. You are nina, aren't you? If we say, suppose I express what? Tvam nina khalu means what? Aren't you nina? You are Nina, aren't you? Suppose, here there's no doubt. If this question is not as an expression of doubt, the question is for us to emphasize the fact, yes, there is nothing, the whole universe is definitely nothing but Bhagavan. The Kalu comes not to raise a tag here, but to emphasize the fact that everything is Bhagavan. Tvameva sarvam khalu plus idam khalvidam. Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. You are this entire universe. Brahma in the form of the universe. Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. Okay, until now, we said what now? All that is here is Bhagavan. Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. O Lord, you are this entire cosmos. You are the only creator of this universe. You are the only sustainer of this universe. You are the only truth in whom everything resolves. And you are the very truth obtaining of existence of everything. And you are the Lord of all the laws. You are the Lord of all the groups of beings. Now what about the... So, what about this, the seer of everything? So next he said, now first idam is negated in Bhagavan. Idam is resolved in Bhagavan already. Now aham is there. Tvam sakshad atmasi nityam. The next term comes now. Tvam sakshad atmasi nityam. Never a time Bhagavan is not the Atma. Nityam. Always. Always. Whether there's the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I. I is manifest or I is not there. Always the truth of I is what? The Bhagavan only. Therefore you hear. Nityam eva sak atma asi. You are ever the truth of I. O Lord, you are the only truth of I always. You are ever the truth of I. Is it truth of I, the innermost essence of every being? So not only the perceptible world, the very truth of the perceiver, I also, obtaining the innermost essence of every being is another than the truth, Bhagavan, the Lord. Tvam sakshat atmasi nityam. Why again, sakshat is there. So directly perceptible world, indirectly perceptible world, and immediately obtaining the perceiver. See, Atma is not perceptible. Atma is not the directly perceptible or indirectly perceptible. Atma is ever available as the immediate self. Atma obtaining as the immediate self, the inner essence of every being, the truth of I, the perceiver. Oh Lord, you are the only truth of I. Ever you are the ever, you are ever the truth of I, obtaining the innermost essence of the perceiver, obtaining as the immediate self, distinct from, which is distinct from, directly perceptible and indirectly perceptible. The immediate self, the truth of the perceiver, distinct from the perceptible world. Now you have now resolved the jagat, you resolved yourself also. Tvam sakshad atma si nityam. So I'm going to stop here. Om. Because nirutam, satyam, etc. I have to explain. Om namaste ganapataye tvameva pratyak. Shaṁ tattvamasi, tvameva kevalaṁ kartāsi, tvameva kevalaṁ dhartāsi, tvameva kevalaṁ hartāsi, tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmāsi, tvam sākṣādātmāsi nityam. What is Rutam? So what is Satyam? So we'll see next class. Anyway, because Brihadaranyakam is supposed to do, I want to do this as part of that. Let us do this. We'll start. Continue. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.